A top advisor to British Prime Minister Tony Blair denies that the British government manipulated intelligence information before the war against Iraq. Alistair Campbell is Blair's media advisor. He testified yesterday before a panel investigating a suicide, the suicide of a British intelligence official who'd said his government distorted information on Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. NPR's Guy Raz reports from London.
Alistair Campbell barreled his way through a hostile crowd protesting in front of the Royal Courts of Justice yesterday as he prepared to take the stand in the investigation now known as the Hutton Inquiry.
Oi, Campbell, hear us say, how many lies have you told today?
Oi, Campbell, hear us say, how many lies have you told today?
Campbell denied having ever pressured intelligence experts to sex up an intelligence report on Iraq that was made public last September. That report provided the basis for Tony Blair's claim that Iraq posed a, quote, serious and current threat to Britain. Key to Blair's argument was an allegation that Iraq could launch a chemical or biological weapons attack against a country like Britain within 45 minutes. All was fine until May of this year, when a BBC correspondent, citing an unnamed government source, raised serious doubts about that allegation.
Correspondent Andrew Gilligan has found evidence that the government's dossier on Iraq that was produced last September was cobbled together at the last minute with some unconfirmed material.
I've spoken to a British official who was involved in the preparation of the dossier, and he told me that...
That British official turned out to be Dr. David Kelly, a top government weapons expert who was found dead from self-inflicted wounds last month. Kelly's death is ostensibly the reason why the formal inquiry, under the guidance of British Judge Lord Brian Hutton, was launched. But as week two of the investigation moves forward, it's becoming clear that the inquiry isn't just about Kelly, but about the credibility of both Tony Blair's government and the BBC. The conventional wisdom that now seems to inform most of Tony Blair's detractors goes something like this. Blair was determined to go to war from the outset, so he pressured intelligence agencies to corroborate his anti-Saddam rhetoric. Alistair Campbell is seen by those detractors as Blair's hitman, a sort of dark wizard who sees to it that Blair's agenda is carried forward without any serious opposition. Campbell believes the BBC perpetuates this notion, and so he's now seeking vindication from the Hutton Commission.
This is an attempt by the government to get the BBC to admit that a fundamental attack upon the integrity of the government, the Prime Minister, the intelligence agencies, let alone people, the evil spin doctors in the dark who do their dirty works in the minds of a lot of journalists, let them just accept for once they have got it wrong.
While there are questions about the accuracy of the BBC report, many of the allegations made in the broadcast are still unanswered. For example, whether the government knew that some of the intelligence it made public was based on shoddy sources. Those questions will likely be put to the Prime Minister himself. Blair is expected to testify next week. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.